Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm really glad you're here. That's Van Halen bringing us back. I like that song. I hope you do. That's a good song. It gets me going. It gets my spirit up a little bit. Today is a kind of a big deal for me. It's kind of a red letter day for me, and I want to share it with you. I want to tell you a little bit about why this is a big day for me, and I'm going to do my best to make it something of value to you, especially if you are starting a business, especially if you want to, if you're thinking about starting a business, especially if you've got a business already and you're trying to grow it, you're trying to see where you're going with it. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about my story. As you know, I don't spend a lot of time talking about me on this show. It's all about you and our guests. But I, of course, do offer my thoughts. But this is a story about my business, because it began 20 years ago today. In my career, I've been a good employee for 23 years, and in my career, I'd worked in a few industries, but I'd served dozens and dozens of other industries who are my customers over the years. And so I felt like I had a pretty broad cross section of experiences. And at the time, as the dawn broke on May 29th, 1989, I was a national sales manager for a publishing company. And I had reinvented myself after having lost a darn good job when the real estate investment industry kind of was assaulted by the Tax Reform Act of 1986. So I'd already reinvented myself, because the previous industry I was in basically went away, just dissolved. And so anyway, I would reinvented myself. I was a national sales manager managing salespeople across the country. And I knew the company wasn't doing great, but I didn't know how bad. And I was working from my home office. The company was headquartered somewhere else. And so I got a phone call at 8:30 May 29th, 1989, and that phone call was from one of the owners of the company, and he said, "Jim, we've decided to convert all of the sales organization into reps. No longer are we going to have sales employees, just reps, and we've hired those guys, and so we're not going to need your services anymore or the services of any of your salespeople." So one fell swoop, an entire sales organization was changed over. They were trying to eliminate the payroll, and they did. So that was at 8:30, literally 8:30. I'll never forget it. I was looking at the clock, 8:30, May 29th, 1989. So for a few, and you've heard me tell this story a little bit. I've mentioned this a couple of times, actually more than a couple of times. So from 8:30 to 8:35. I just kind of sat there, and I remember I've got two teenagers and two mortgages, and so I'm a highly motivated individual here. And I thought, what do I do? I guess I better get my resume out and start dusting it off and upgrading it, updating it again. So I did that. I pulled it up. I had a Macintosh in those days, and I opened up that file and I looked at it, and my eyes wouldn't focus on it. I couldn't focus on the resume. For some reason, I just couldn't do this again. And I literally said to myself, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. So at 8:35, I put the resume away. And I said, I'm going to start my own business. And that's how it happened. I mean, in 5 minutes, I said, I'm going to start my own business. Now, that's not completely accurate, because I'd been wanting to do this for a long time. I hadn't been making any plans. I wasn't doing this on the side while I was doing the other job. It's something that had been inside of me for a long time, but I didn't know when was the right time to do something, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do. So I decided that I had something to say to small business owners. I'd served a lot of small business owners. I knew they needed help. I knew they couldn't afford to pay a national consulting firm. I knew that I kind of had an idea about some of the things that they were dealing with and that what it would take to connect with them and help them solve problems. And so at 8:35, I founded the company Jim Blasingame and Associates Business Consultants. And it was now my associate at that time was my associates were my Macintosh computer and my laser printer. So those were my associates, but I had plans, I had dreams. And so I literally sat down and designed a business card and laid it out in PageMaker 1.0 on cardstock, printed it out on my laser printer, did not have perforated paper in those days, and with scissors very carefully cut out my business card. Jim Blasingame, black and white, I cut my business card out, and I made about a dozen of them. And within 1 hour, I was in my suit, in my car, with my business cards, and I started calling on people I knew, people I'd done business with over the years, business owners, small business owners I'd known. I walked up, I knocked on their door. "Hey, I'm Jim. Remember me? This is what I do now." "Oh, really? What do you do?" I said, "What do you need to have done?" And they said, well, give me some ideas. I said, okay, I can help you with your business plans. I can help you with special projects. I can help you manage your salespeople, because most of these people didn't have sales managers. And I came up with some ideas. I gave them some ideas about what I could help them do, even though I'd never exactly done it in this way before. But I believed that I could do it. And guess what? I started getting a little business. The very first job I got, I went from being a national executive to doing this. The very first job I got was to design somebody's business card. And guess what? I was glad to get the work. I was happy to get that work. And I designed that business card. I'm not a great business card designer. The person needed to have it done. I was in front of him. He gave me the work, and I did it, and he paid me. That was my first customer. And that was 20 years ago. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come. We'll tell you a few more things about all the things I didn't know when I started my business 20 years ago. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.